Yeah, no.
Oh, how do you feel now?
Oh, I regret every second of that.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, because, yeah, no, I look back at who I was at that point in time, and I go,
like,
I would have slapped the shit out of that kid.
I am not here to shame you, because you're doing a pretty good job on your own.
Oh, yeah.
But I will encourage the continuation of your self-shame.
Oh, I absolutely have much to atone for from my younger self. I was such a cocky fuck.
Did we get that on record?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. Greetings, Apropoxy. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna. Oh, and I feel victorious now.
That's a good day.
Isn't it delicious?
I will own that. I absolutely will own that. We all, if you don't look back at who you were as a, like, teenager or a young adult and go, ugh, then you haven't grown.
I didn't need to grow. I got it right from the get-go.
Oh, Jenna, that's so...
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's...
What? Fight me on this, bitch.
See?
No,
that's exactly what we're talking about.
No.
Anyway, what are we drinking?
From Bent Pedal Brewing.
Bent Pedal Brewing Company.
From the distant waters of Lake Superior, the shores of Duluth.
Yay, my hometown.
This is Bent Pedal Brewing Hard Seltzer Lemon Lime, 5% alcohol by volume.
Yeah. It's Sprite.
It might be.
Alcoholic Sprite, so better than Sprite.
Huh. It's water.
Ah.
Oh, there's the lemon.
You know what? I have lemonade here. I'm just going to pour some of my lemonade into the seltzer.
Maybe it's definitely actually not, give it some flavor.
It's not the worst
because
thing.
Because it tastes... no. It tastes like tonic to me, like a lightened tonic, and I am not a fan. I don't like tonic.
That's why I like
so,
it.
It does have a slight quinininess to it.
Yeah, that lemonade helps, so.
Well,
I mean, I'm going to drink it. It's alcoholic.
It is alcoholic La Croix is what it is.
No, it's not even La Croix, because, like, I can drink La Croix. I don't do tonic. And that's it's fair. Just, it's got something very tonicky about it that I'm just like,
it's got a particular, like, a knack to the flavor.
Yeah.
Tonic-like knack to it.
Mm-hmm. Like, La Croix doesn't taste like anything, which is why I can drink it.
Whereas this tastes like quinine.
Yeah.
A little.
Gotcha.
A little bit. Not so much that it's like,
it's not sweetened.
Throw it against a wall.
Yeah. But at all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Weird.
It doesn't have a lot going for it.
It's not lemon lime, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of lime. I'm getting
mine's
some
a little more lemony now because I added lemonade.
Lemon. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's fine. I don't think I would buy it again.
It's watery tonic that was shown a lemon and a lime at some point.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like
it attended a health class where they
like homeopathic
gave
lemon
them
lime.
The talk about the lemons and the limes.
I knew I would get salsa with that one.
Yeah,
fucking homeopathy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what y'all been up to?
James, you go first.
Oh, all right. This weekend I did a fencing
then we can
booth
cut
thing.
You off at a certain
not
point.
With Jenna.
Mm.
Yeah, I went. I went up to Camp Lockamaga. For their Prairie Flower Girl Scout event, because many of the boothies go up there to just do fencing for the Girl Scouts. We put them in the jackets and the masks and everything, and then have them sword fight. Had a wild time. They do a really good job of like caring for us as people. Weirdly, in a way that fast.
I don't understand.
Is this such a rarity for you?
A little. A little.
How's your home life?
I work at a Renfair.
Home life is great, but
I work at a Renfair. Yeah. That's what that is.
So, I found out that it was the same weekend as a convention that I had already purchased a pass for, but it's too important to me. I wanted to go and help.
Could you get a refund at least, or
for the pass.
That would have been a good idea.
Oh my god.
So anyway,
why do we hang out with you? I don't.
No, I don't give him money.
Yeah. That's fair.
So no, I'm having them transfer it to next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, not a refund. But yes, a badge transfer. Yeah. So the camp is really nice. It's basically one day. Like, you arrive on Friday, you leave on Sunday, but effectively everything takes place Saturday.
Sure.
Yeah, and so we were we're staying in the basement of one of the cabins on little foam sleeping mats, and so it's kind of an adventure, and I like it.
Did you braid each other's hair?
I actually almost did braid somebody's hair, yes. And
but you didn't?
What?
I was going to, but we were in the middle of repairing masks, and so I was like, yeah, I'll do it as soon as I'm done with this mask, but by that time it was like...
There was hair braiding to be done?
Yeah.
No one told me.
I don't think anybody knew.
Yeah,
but there were people there.
And he didn't even do it.
But there were people, and they had hair, and that hair could be braided. Just so that you know. For next year.
Yeah. I mean, I stayed behind to work on jackets. So.
Also that.
That was a conversation we had. I was like, which is more important? And I went jackets, and I went,
yep. That's entirely fair. Yeah. So we got the all the equipment out and everything like that. Had 4 1-hour sessions of just, like, sending Girl Scouts through the line and facing them off against one another. And then for the first year ever there, we had a fencing tournament as in, like, the extracurricular. Yay. And so it was 16 people, single elimination. And we tried to set a lower age limit, but not everybody paid attention that. And so we ended up with some very tiny fencers.
I was about to ask, what age groups are we talking about here?
So we were hoping that most of them would be like 14 or 15 and older, so they would all be
a good range.
But we got people who were like 10, 12, and there is a vast height difference.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
just amongst fifth graders, there's a vast height difference.
Right. Before we got started, Josh stepped forward and he was like, hey, so we had set an age limit. I understand not everybody is at that age limit. If you're comfortable fencing, we are comfortable with you fencing in the tournament, but be aware that you will be facing much older kids.
Right.
And as long as that's okay with you, and you're going into it knowing that, great. Mm-hmm. But don't be disappointed if an older kid is taller and stronger.
And therefore has whatever. The advantage.
Right, yeah. And especially, like, one, like, tiny, tiny girl up front was just, like, so enthused. Like, bloodthirst. Right? And she was, like, very literally one of the shortest combatants that we had, and she was facing off against one of the tallest. And they were both named Emma, and they got paired up together. And so people in the crowd were shouting, Tiny Emma! Tiny Emma! Tiny! It was so good. It was great. And the thing is, she won.
Yes.
She won, I think, the first two matches.
Go
she
Scrappy.
Oh, my God, yes, fitted. Tiny Emma. And,
but then
you have
it was
heart.
Single elimination, so once you were out, you were out.
Yeah.
But the winner of the tournament would have won 4 matches in a row undefeated.
Sure.
Right. And... all within the space of an hour. I think it was like 40, 50 minutes.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But they did it. And, the last match was one of the closest fencing matches I have ever seen in my entire life.
Mm.
Like, as a ringmaster, as a participant, as anything, they're in the middle of the match, I had to stop it. I said, I actually... feel like it was simultaneous, but I have to check the replay.
Oh my god.
And there was very literally just barely one frame of difference
god
on the
damn.
Video between the two.
Oh my God.
And I was that close to saying that it was simultaneous, but we did, we re-ballooned the person who got tagged second. And then it happened again for the final shot.
Damn.
Now, oh, shit.
I was very sure that I knew who had taken it, and I said, provisionally, I think it's this person, but we're just going to double check. We're going to be 100% sure. Mm-hmm. I'm 90% sure we're going to be 100% sure, and I said, I watched it, and sure enough, both balloons were hit at the same time, but one was knocked off of the other person's mask, and one of them was slowly deflating. So there was, again, one frame.
Sure.
A single frame of difference between the two.
Oh, my God.
And the person who still had, like, half a balloon left at that one frame won the tournament.
Sure. That's crazy.
And that is astounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, brilliant tournament. Also, that is one of the most enthusiastic audiences I have ever ringmastered for. They were, like, so much screaming and shouting and everything like that. And one of the better things that we did was Josh was smart enough to have them not just write down their name and their troop number, but also write down an interesting fact about themselves. Right?
Okay.
Which was great, because the interesting fact, you know, we could vamp for time, but also, as they were coming in, I would say, this is so-and-so from thus and such troop. Who here is from that troop to support them? And then a section of the audience would go
right.
Berserk.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, it was fantastic.
That's all fodder for the show,
And then as soon as the winner was declared, like, people were hopping over and in and, like, surrounding and then, like, lifting up and then also, like, moshing and
just, like, winning the Stanley Cup.
Just, yeah. It was bonkers.
They went absolutely. I love supportive people being supportive.
Yeah,
like, that sounds like bonkers. Fun. And then we were like, that was great, everybody. We had a great time. Now we need to pick up all of these balloon pieces. Because unlike the fest fencing booth, where the ground is 90% balloon by volume, we wanted this to stay relatively pristine
out
in the
trace.
Wild. Yeah. So it was important. Mm-hmm. But I was so...
It helps that there were crazy colors at that point.
Sore.
More visible.
Yeah. There were a couple of times where at the fencing booth at MNRF, we've told people, like, hey, it's your first day, so you got to pick up the balloon pieces.
Did they do it?
No. No, because then somebody will be like, please. No. Don't
do that.
Don't.
Yeah, nobody ever told that to me, but I also have a latex allergy. Right. Yeah, so, allergy, like, yeah. Yeah, I just figure that didn't happen to me because of, you know.
But also because we didn't want to get murdered.
You're a veteran. That's fair. You're not a greenhorn.
My name is Rookie.
Rookie, yeah.
No, I'm Rookie there, but that doesn't mean you have a Rookie mentality.
I don't think I've ever had Rookie mentality.
It's exactly like when Riga was on entertainment and he was a rookie.
Oh, we've
and
it's talked like, about that.
He's been there for 30 fucking years and he's a rookie. Exactly. It's exactly the same thing.
It is.
It's just like, yes, absolutely. You're the rookie, but you're not her.
But
so, like, I mean, basically, the fencing booth over the course of a few years swapped me for Riga.
Apparently.
Or Riga for me. I'm going to leave it to the listeners to decide who got the better
end of the deal.
Love you, Riga.
I mean, I'm not sure who got the better end, because you both have very cute butts.
We do both have great asses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is a fact.
It's just true.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine is pretty funny.
Fencers have great assets.
So and then, Sunday, we scraped ourselves up off of the floor, put everything away, swept up after ourselves, and everybody drove home. And when I got home at, like, I want to say 11, I took a shower and passed out for several hours. And then around 4, I watched the end of season 1 of Ted Lasso, 2 episodes, while I ate chips and dip. And then passed the fuck out again until about 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then used the potty and went back to bed until about 7.
Mm.
Yeah, so all things considered...
Did somebody need a nap?
I needed need several nap? Naps.
Yeah. Somebody needed a nap.
I needed a dealer-grade nap. I needed a, like...
That was a prescription nap.
Yeah, I was going to say prescription-strength nap. None of this over-the-counter shit. I didn't want that. Fuck. No, I
That's
was
really
extremely
good.
Sore and tired. Yeah. But part of it is, I got injured in a few different ways. I got tagged on the arm.
Was
which
any
you can
of
see.
It in your heart?
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely got some bruising there.
I was lucky that somebody pushed the little flap that got ripped out, just like pushed it back in, and it'll heal and faster that way.
That was from ring mastering?
No, that was
from being a doofus.
That was from fencing without a jacket, which is stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were fencing as well?
Afterwards,
in order to warm up, and then just to fence
the shenanigans.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I wasn't sure where if.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So I got dinged pretty hard, and then the person who did it was like effusively sorry about
it's
it.
It's like I'm the idiot who's not wearing proper gear.
But yeah, I did. I got dinged pretty hard, and then within an hour, I got stung by a bee on the back of my arm. That same,
so
same.
It's symmetrical
fucking arm,
at least.
Yeah. And then when I got home before I hopped in the shower, I was like, "That's weird looking. No, that's a wood tick. Okay. I'm just gonna real carefully check everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
For others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's upsetting. Got that,
I don't remember having three testicles.
Oh, my God!
That's been on there a while! Oh, my God!
I'm not, like, mouse level whatever with ticks, but
that was
like,
definitely some woodge there.
Oh,
I got squicked out.
Yeah,
I watched my mother burn a tick off my brother once.
That's horrifying.
That's how you did it back then.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. Yeah,
you take a match and you burn them.
Yep.
Once they're removed?
Nope.
No, that's how you get them off.
No, you're supposed to slide tweezers from the back end, grip it
firmly around the body. That's how you do it now.
Or you could take a match and go, psst, psst, done.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Yeah, that was a very, very horrifying experience.
I thought you were a farm kid.
I was. And you want to know what happened? My dad grabbed a pair of tweezers that had been dunked in alcohol.
I suppose we've heard all about your dad. So.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He did the same thing, which is you pull it straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway having watched ticks get burned off my little brother. Yeah.
No.
That's what that squig is. That's why I don't want them. That's why I wear skinny jeans when I go camping, because I don't want to wait for them to get in properly. Yeah. Like,
as best as I can figure, it was while I was sitting down because it was at my waist.
Still how I do it. I just use a lighter instead of matches now. But
I haven't gotten a tick.
Oh, I get
since then.
Yeah, this is my first one since childhood.
So,
really?
Yeah.
This is the first one I've ever had to remove myself.
What are you doing with your life?
Wearing long pants.
Weird.
Right. Same.
Almost always. And I always have it tucked into my boots and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you get the boots that go over the pants.
Right.
And,
yeah. And that, exactly. Like,
no, I go camping, or if I go, even at fest sometimes, I'll be like, oh, there's a tick. I'll grab my lighter and I'll burn that fucker off.
Huh.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't have problems with, like, burning things on me. I've done it plenty of times. Yeah. I've done transfers. I've done the rest of it. Yeah. But that very specific image
of
having a tick burned off of my baby brother's back. It was his back.
No, thanks.
I was just like, nope. No, that hits a specific thing for me.
Yeah, I did not
and
enjoy it.
I just don't want it.
Yeah. So I pulled it off of me, took a photo of it to make sure, and then... Because I didn't remember what deer ticks look like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For disease purposes.
What are you making sure of? Oh, okay. That it's a tick?
That was very apparent. And then
type of tick.
And then burned
disease purposes. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, the alcohol should take care of the... No, it... what? Mm. God damn, that's hearty. All right, well, time to light it on fire.
Fire.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't enjoy it.
I know you don't like
humming,
the
suffering
bugs.
Of small things, but this didn't need to die.
Literally did not feel anything.
Yeah, it needed to die.
They don't have the nervous system for that.
But... Yeah, I killed it and then I flushed it. Because at the very least, it deserved a Viking burial.
I was about to say a Viking death. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So now it is mutating in the sewers.
No, it's fucking dead.
No, it's mutating and it's going to live in the sewers now.
It got burned to death.
Yes. And it's going to hit with radiation and live in the sewers.
Okay.
Like crocodiles and turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant
Ninja Wood Ticks. Teenage Mutant Ninja Wood Ticks.
They're not really in a half shell, are they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Sad.
I'm just picturing
an episode. You bend in the tall grass. Check your butt.
I'm just picturing an episode of TMNT where the turtles are hanging around and then the fucking mutated wood tick shows up and is like, I'm Picasso, bitch! And it just fucking is chaos.
Oh, yeah. Just wanders over to the fridge, opens it, takes some of their milk, pours it into a cup of coffee, closes it. Hi, guys.
Drinks the milk straight from the jug, puts the empty jug back in the fridge.
Yeah. It's a parasite.
Yeah.
That's ticks, man.
Yep.
That guy's a dick.
No, a tick. Anyway, what have you been up to?
I did a Renaissance Festival. I know, right? Big surprise there. It's spring and Salsa's doing Renaissance Festivals? What a shock.
Spring. When a young man's fancy turns to Renaissance Festivals.
Indeed, yep. Mm-hmm. And summer and fall, for that matter. did the Janesville Renaissance Festival. In Janesville, Wisconsin. It is one of the first festivals that I started doing when I first started branching out from Minnesota. It's a beautiful little festival. I really, really, honestly enjoy this one a lot because it takes place in this park in the middle of Janesville, and there's a river, the Rock River, runs through Janesville, and so like there's this park, and like there's the road that's a ring around the park, and across the street from the road is a grandstand for like a water show.
Okay.
So they've got, like, ski jumps and stuff like that in the middle of the river right in front of this grandstand.
Okay.
So, and the shows obviously aren't going on while the Renaissance Festival is happening, but I park my pop-up camper along that ring road there.
Yeah, it's hard to hit the speeds that you need with just rowing.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, did you ever see the Mythbusters episode where they water skied behind a rowboat?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they got a crew to row, and they were actually able to get enough speed to
stay up on skis?
Water ski
God
behind
damn.
A rowboat.
Huh.
Pretty fucking cool.
That is very cool.
Sorry.
That's awesome.
Yeah. because of the surging nature of rowing, they found it very difficult to maintain it.
I'm going to put a pin on surging just for reasons.
But as long as they were able to modulate the slack and the what's the word I'm looking for? Surging nature of the pole. They were able to actually get up and water ski behind this crew rowboat. Anyway, back to where we were at. No, I parked my I parked my camper on this ring road, and so like the festival gets done, and my feet hurt because I've been on my feet all day and stuff like that, and I just walk across the road to the Rock River, and I just sit down and put my feet in the water, and that's
That does sound pretty amazing.
It's not too bad. A lot of the festies that I know that don't do Minnesota, that do kind of the small festival circuit in the Midwest, got to see a bunch of them, which is always always a delight you know, to get to see them. And excuse me. We had real good turnout this year. Ridiculously good turnout. We had more people on Saturday than we had the entire run 2 years ago.
Hot damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was real busy. And considering it was 87 degrees out,
Jesus,
with a feels like of 89, I was just like, oh, it's going to be a fairly light year, and everybody's going to be... And nope, like... 1 o'clock rolled around and people were still lined up outside the front gate getting in.
Damn.
It was ridiculous. People were just kept showing up and having a great time. This festival does a thing where all the vendors get these little raffle ticket type things. And if people spend like a certain amount of money, they get this ticket or something like that. And they ran out.
Oh, wow.
They had 6,000 tickets, and they ran out.
Oh, shit.
Well, all right.
So the vendors were doing great.
That's tremendous.
The festival was doing great. This festival is... They don't... It's a non-profit or not-for-profit. I don't remember which or what even the difference is. I can never remember. But a lot of the money that they get goes to scholarships. And
that's awesome.
This year they were able to fund 2 scholarships.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they did really good. So, really happy to see that. A lot of the people I knew were doing brisk business. One of my friends is a caricature artist, and he said he was just nonstop all day. Like, he didn't stop drawing people all day.
Jesus.
It was busy, and it was fucking hot. Because there's not a lot of tree cover at this festival either, and one of the stages is a grass stage, kind of along the back, which was fine. But one of the other stages that I do is basically a flatbed trailer in the parking lot. And that one was hot. Just blacktop with a flatbed trailer on top of it. Yeah, that I baked my middle show every day, still did. Yeah, the crowds were into it. Like, I was amazed that they could sit in that blazing hot sun for half an hour and still have energy to cheer.
You go to put a sword down you, and it's like sliding down the metal slide as a kid, but inside.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. There is a reason I close my sword case every single time. I retrieve something from the case and close it. Because the first year I was Casimir... I did a festival called Ren in the Glen.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a 90-degree day, and I had my sword case laying open the whole show.
Thanks.
And I got to the last sword half an hour into my show. It's like 25 minutes. This has been sitting in the hot sun. And I picked up the sword, and it was... I was literally passing it back and forth between my hands because it was so hot. And I was oh, good. I get to swallow this in about 2 minutes. Yay! If you've ever drunk hot coffee and had that warmth go down your throat, imagine that. But it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
I love it when the warmth goes down your throat.
No. Not warm. Hot.
But I love it when the hot goes down my throat.
Like, scalding hot coffee.
Yeah.
Jenna sees no problem with this. Yeah.
Legitimately though, it was fucking terrible. Yeah. So now I always close. If you watch one of my shows, open the case, take out the prop, close the case.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Even if I'm in the shade.
You put in the giraffe, you close the fridge.
Take crowds out the
fridge. Put in the elephant.
Yeah.
Put in the giraffe.
No, crowds are great. I enjoyed it immensely.
Nice.
Then drove home and took a shower and fucking fell asleep for 10 hours.
Goddamn.
There is
something
that.
About the direct sunlight. That's not for me.
It was, and Saturday was real brutal because Saturday was that heat that was also humid that just sucked the life out of you. Mm-hmm. So you were just a hollow husk of yourself by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. The next day was also hot. It was also upper 80s, but it wasn't as humid. And so, like, you didn't have that draining effect. Mm. Like, you were hot, but you weren't just dragging.
Oh, I discovered that I made a kind of a bad mistake for somebody as pale as I am. I used SPF 50 and applied every, like, hour and a half to 2 hours. Yeah, that's not enough.
Nope.
That is not enough. I am too pasty. Well,
you're toothpasty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm, you should stop using toothpaste and start using sunscreen.
Well, this pasty, doughy dad bod didn't use any sunscreen because I didn't bring any. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but doesn't your burn turn to tan?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. Oh.
When I do burn, it's a tan the next morning, and then I'm just done.
Yeah. Fucking.
I've got that, Eastern European skin. Eastern European farmer skin.
Yeah.
Tommy, my burn turns to worse burn.
Oh, no. I will be an absolute lobster. Yeah. Yep. And first off, my pain receptors are faulty. So my wife will be like, "You're burnt real bad." And I'm like, "Really? I can see that, I guess."
Meanwhile, there's just throbbing red on his shoulder.
Yeah, no,
like,
And then I wake
Quaid.
He's in the dark reactor, side.
Quaid.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the next morning, I'm just a chestnut, and that's the end of my summer. Yeah.
Yeah. Takes me a few more days, but mine's similar.
Yeah. You got to take me out of the oven before I'm done. And then I will turn golden brown on the countertop.
Other than that, though, you may have heard me mention, by the way, a little thing called the PWHL.
What? Never heard of it.
Professional Women's Hockey League.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I can't even joke. It's fucking fascinating.
It's, so the playoffs.
I can joke because Salsa's an asshole to me.
Salsa's an asshole to me, too.
But anyway, it's the playoffs, and it was Toronto versus Minnesota, and Toronto, it's best of five series, and Toronto won game one and game two, and then Minnesota won three straight.
Oh, shit! Holy shit!
Yeah, reverse
take that,
sweep.
Canada!
So the finals. So the finals are Minnesota and Boston.
Oh,
how's Lilibeth feel about this?
Lilibeth is ecstatic. She's just like, I'm going to be happy no matter who wins.
Absolutely,
that's a great situation.
Yeah. And Boston took game one, and her favorite player scored, and so she's just fucking over the moon.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the first game of this series, game one of the first finals. Minnesota scored, then Boston scored. Minnesota scored, then Boston scored. Then Boston scored, then Minnesota scored. It literally just went back and forth like that.
God.
I'm driving home from the Janesville Festival. Mm-hmm. I've got my phone. All of the PWHL games are on YouTube, streaming live on YouTube. Sure. So I've got my phone playing it through my car's Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
So I'm streaming it on my phone and just listening to it as I'm driving home. Yeah. And it's just like, Minnesota scores, Boston scores, damn it, come on. Minnesota scores, Boston scores, god damn it, come on. Just the whole drive fucking home. It was real good. It's honestly, it is, I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more engaged with this playoffs than I am the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs
is
right
that
now.
Because we're in it? Is that
no, actually it's
I mean that doesn't hurt.
I see what you're doing, but legitimately actually possibly, but not necessarily.
Right, yeah.
I would still be more involved with this one, just because it is new.
Yeah.
And it is the inaugural year, and like whoever wins this is going to...
When the Golden Knights became a team and we were, like, fucking fascinated with them.
Same with the Kraken.
The meteoric rise, yeah.
Like, whenever there's that new thing, it's like you want to root for the new guy. But because this is the inaugural year, it's no matter who wins this, they're going to be the first.
That's so wild.
Even if it was Ottawa or something like that, I would have still been like, I am watching every single one of these because this is... the first one.
This is history in the making.
But yeah, the fact that Minnesota won 3 straight against Toronto is not a terrible thing.
No, that's
dang.
Yeah,
back with a vengeance.
It was because the first 4 games were shutouts. So Toronto shut out Minnesota 2 games in a row. Then Minnesota shut out Toronto in their first game. The fourth game was a 0-0 overtime game.
Oh, dang. Shit.
Yeah. And then, it wasn't until
the fifth one burned down and then sank into the swamp.
It wasn't until the fifth game of the series that both teams were able to score in that game. And then it was just like, we scored and they scored, like, a minute later. It was just insanely
My God.
The storylines involved in this are beyond insane. So,
I love this.
If you have even
like damn good hockey.
Yeah. If you have an inkling of interest for hockey, check out the PWHL playoffs, because goddamn.
Yeah.
Jenna?
I did not sleep for 10 hours. Feeling kind of lame about that since y'all did, but... Mm. Pin on Serger.
Yeah?
You remember Serger from earlier?
What have you done to my Serger?
Prepped for surgery?
Nothing.
Oh, good.
And it is not your Serger, it is your wife's Serger that you bought her, but since it was a gift for her, it is hers.
Yes, but
so
what's mine
also
is hers and
did
what's hers
nothing
is mine.
To your wife's Serger.
It's our Serger.
Comrade.
No, I have not touched the server specific. I have been doing more
the server?
Sewing. Yes.
Still at work?
Mm-hmm. I haven't actually touched it yet. I keep doing sewing machine things instead because I'm nervous I'm going to break your Serger.
It's like when you buy a new pair of tennis shoes, but you keep wearing the old ones because they're too nice.
They're too nice. Yeah. I don't want to break it. I want to hurt it.
I'm going outside.
I did do a bunch of sewing machine things over the weekend.
Yeah.
Not as much as I wanted to get done. It's never as much as I wanted to get done, let's be real. But...
But it was within the margins that you had on your spreadsheet.
It was close to the margins I had on my spreadsheet. It was forward movement. But the other thing is that Joe had Saturday off. And I don't often get to spend quality time with Joe, and we're never quite sure when it is or isn't going to happen because his schedule is always up in the air.
Yeah.
So I did take some of that time to just spend with Joe. So, like, there was... I feel like I made the right call, but God damn it, I wanted to get further, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I did that, spent time with Joe. Mm-hmm. And then I watched Bridgerton. The season 3, first 4 episodes of season 3 drop.
Jesus.
The next 4 episodes drop mid-June. That is not soon enough. Oh my.
You're going to be jonesing?
Oh my. I have rewatched it twice, and the only reason why I haven't rewatched it like 5 more times is because I had other shit to do with my life.
I was about to say, where do you find the time?
Yeah, I really...
It's on a spreadsheet.
Yeah. You make
There's
time,
still only so many hours in a day.
Jenna
For
has
you?
More hours, yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I got the hour allocation. I don't know what you were doing, but...
Yeah.
No, anyway. I know people that, like, listen to podcasts on, like, 1.5 speed so they can listen to it. It's just like, why... Are you
I
this
tried
way?
That, but I hated it.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. For me, it was trying to listen to the Judge John Hodgman podcast on 1.5, and their laughter is just like, ha!
I'm not.
I've never understood the appeal. I've never tried it. Maybe if I tried it, I'd like it and listen to more podcasts, but I'm not going to. I don't want to be the person that enjoys podcasts that way. No shade to anybody that does. But that's not my desired goal.
To all of our podcast listeners, why do you listen to podcasts?
Seriously, what the fuck? I don't get it.
I feel like as bad as we joke about our podcast being, and it is, it would be even worse at 1.5 speed.
Correct.
Yeah.
We need to add a warning to our podcast now. Do not listen at 1.5 speed.
If you're listening...
Oh, my God.
...and I sound like I'm talking at a normal speed, you're doing it wrong.
So, anyway, I watched the first four episodes of Bridgerton. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, my heart. Oh, God. I think season three might be my favorite. Mm. The problem is that, so they dropped the first four.
Sure.
And then they're dropping the next four next month because fuck you, Netflix.
Okay.
It's called building suspense.
Well, I think they've done it specifically to make sure people don't subscribe for 1 month and then drop off. That they hold on to the subscription for 2 months.
Jesus.
Which, on the one hand, from a business standpoint, I kind of understand the whole, hey, maybe give us more money for our product.
Why not just do one episode a week?
Right? I would have been happier with that as opposed to a drop of four.
I also just feel like that's the better way to do it.
I agree.
Anyway.
It's not the... I mean, they've done that with other shows. Once a week.
Yeah, so I don't think Netflix necessarily has. Mm. Like, Disney has been doing that.
Yeah, Disney's been doing it. And, like, Hulu honestly, it's a standard.
Yeah.
So why not just follow the standard?
I don't know.
Yeah. The dropping for 1 month and dropping for the next month is annoying as fuck to me.
Yeah.
I would be better if it was just a one-a-week thing.
Mm-hmm.
Paramount is doing one a week with Discovery. Like, that's standard. We've all been raised on that. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It even kind of itches a little 90s nostalgia for us.
It gives each episode room and time to breathe and time for people to speculate and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, everybody was dialed into their TVs first.
And if you were going to just do a one-month subscription, why wouldn't you just do it in July and then...
Right.
Well, you would think. Yeah.
There were some people who did not realize that it wasn't all dropping last week. Like, yeah.
That sucks.
So are people still doing one month for Netflix?
Sometimes. I know a lot of people who do 1 month of each service.
I know a lot of people...
Yeah, they'll, like, rotate services or whatever.
Because I know a lot of people who do, like, Stars or HBO or Paramount or Peacock or some of those other ones. They'll be just like, I just want to watch this one thing and then I'm done. But Netflix has always kind of just been the constant.
It was for me until... I got a message from them that they were just arbitrarily bumping my price up by $3.
Okay.
And that they weren't improving it at all.
Yeah.
And then they also had the password sharing thing. And they were like, if you want to go with a similarly priced plan, you can go down a step to the one with ads, or you can pay us $5 more.
Oh, I'll watch ads. I don't fucking care.
In order to have it without ads, but then that's also, it was just like,
I'm so fucking done with it. I'm lazy enough to where I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm in a spot where I can afford to not care.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I recognize my privilege in that.
Definitely.
It's Joe that has a Netflix account. Like, you know, that's why you're in a partnership, is to share.
Yeah,
definitely.
Streaming
yeah.
services. But,
yeah.
Like, Disney, Hulu, whatever thing has upped its prices and done this, that, and the other thing, like, about 15 times. And I'm too lazy to care. And I'm pretty sure I'm the market for that.
Sure,
I'm the person they're trying to take the money from, and I'm just too lazy for it.
Yeah.
And again, in a place where I don't have to be concerned about it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other people where that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, a streaming service is technically a luxury.
Yes,
absolutely.
But it's really sad when you can't afford a $10 luxury.
Yeah. Well, and
or 12 or whatever, right? That's more of a reflection on the state of society than it is really anything else.
Yeah. And I recognize that my sample size is a small sample size, but I don't know. But I feel like because Netflix has been going on for so long, it just became normal. You know what I mean? Like, it just became a background thing.
You just get used to it.
Yeah. You don't even... whereas, like, when the whole streaming service explosion happened, all of those are, like... Those are the ones that I think of when I think of... I don't know what the fuck is going on.
James and I are innuendoing...
Yeah.
Everything that you're saying right now, and it's very funny to the two of us.
I believe it. I just I'm not hearing it.
Okay, so talk about the streaming service exploding again.
Yeah. After it, you know, was long.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm getting it. I just don't get it. Anyway, no, but like Netflix was just it became. Background noise. It just became normal. It was not.
It was like some people had a GameCube, some people had an Xbox, but everyone had a PS2.
Nothing like that. But it just became it's like your garbage collection. You pay your bill every month with and it auto pays, and you don't think about it.
Okay,
it's just that is baseline what you do, and then you go, I want to watch this specific show on Stars. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get that, and then I'm going to cancel. Or I'm going to watch that specific thing on Hulu, and then I'm going to cancel. Mm-hmm. But Netflix has always just kind of been that background constant that everybody just ignores.
And I feel like that's fairly consistent, but I think Hulu-Disney, that great conglomeration that is at this point, has also been a fairly consistent...
That one is... A close second, yeah.
Yeah, because I've had those for forever. And there are, in general, more things I want to watch on Disney or Hulu than there is on Netflix. So I actually didn't have Netflix for a long time. And then Joe was like, hey, baby, I want to share passwords. And I was like, yeah, I want to share passwords. And then it became more of a thing for me. So... I don't think Netflix is a consistent for everyone, but it is definitely one of the top ranking consistent streaming services overall.
Yeah. It became the Kleenex of streaming services.
Yeah,
you know, where it just the brand name became synonymous with
And they were the first and they were
so
like you're not wrong, you're just incomplete.
Yeah.
I'm also
as a human being.
I am unhip and not with the times, and so again, mileage may vary. But that was my perception based on the people that I hung out with and the way they use Netflix. It just became like TV. Netflix wasn't one of the streaming services I have. Netflix is TV.
Well, and for me, it was in protest to a couple of different things that were happening, and also because I was really only watching it. Like maybe an episode of something a week, usually something that I had already watched, and I just figured it would be cheaper if I bought those things than it would be to pay for a year of Netflix, and then I would just have them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's definitely actually a very interesting aspect to all of this. Like, at what point do you decide you're done streaming?
Yeah,
and you're just going to buy the thing outright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing is you're renting as opposed to buying, right? Like, ostensibly.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, I personally only need to mow my lawn once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just rent a lawnmower once a year, or do I buy one outright because I'm going to be mowing my lawn every couple of weeks? I also have a very small lawn that doesn't grow fast, let's be clear. But, like, you know, what's more cost efficient? How are you going to do it? And honestly, how much of a time sink are you willing to put into it?
Yeah. Because I watch YouTube every day. I pay for a YouTube subscription.
Oh, see, and I don't.
And not at all.
Because I do not want a third of my time on YouTube to be ads.
That's fair. And I've never thought
about
the ad aspect. And also,
when it started being, like, political ads during the... was during the 2016.
Oh, sure.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay not to watch this.
Yeah.
I mean, like both of you, I grew up before streaming services when ads were just a part of TV.
Right. Sure.
And so I feel kind of... I feel kind of old man screaming at clouds when I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time with ads. When it's just like, that's... Well, that's such a bougie thing to say.
When you and I, when the three of us were growing up, cable didn't have ads. The fact that you were paying for the service,
we never had cable.
I didn't either, yeah. But they discovered that they could get people to pay for it and also have ads.
It just feels very first world problem to me to complain about ads.
But
it just makes me
the horrors of
it makes me feel super gross and bougie to go, I don't have time for ads. It's just like, I will watch 7 seconds of ad before I hit that skip button as soon as it possibly happens, but I will not
if
pay
it was only ever 7 seconds, I wouldn't give a shit either.
I know they're getting way worse, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
So I have the no ads Hulu. But honestly, I just got tired of listening to Joe complain about the ads.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? This is worth my extra couple dollars a month to not hear him bitching about shit.
How much would I pay not to listen to that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I spend the least with them, so.
That is just a peace of mind thing.
Yes.
No, I'm fine with listening to the ads. I don't want to listen to Joe bitch about it.
Yeah, I mean also.
Like, goddamn, motherfucker, fine, here.
But the difference is fucking staggering, and I can never go back to regular YouTube again. I watch YouTube at friends' houses, and I am
frustrated?
Astonished.
I mean, I guess I really don't think about the ads. In YouTube, because I've never had adless YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah. So, like, in my brain, that's just a part of watching YouTube shit.
Sure.
I also don't watch shows on YouTube, though.
Sure.
I watch other people's content on YouTube.
Ah.
So, like, you know, if I'm watching...
That's what a show is.
There's a difference, also.
There is a difference between watching a well-thought-out program and somebody babbling about what they did to construct their tiny home.
Normal people talking into microphones. I don't listen to that shit.
I believe you.
It's like a podcast.
Yeah, that sounds awful. Why would anybody do that?
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't watch actual shows on YouTube.
Gotcha.
Except for I did buy Steven Universe on YouTube so that I would have it all the time. But otherwise, like, that's the only thing I have in my YouTube library.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, otherwise it's just other people's content.
Mm-hmm.
So, or somebody refurbishing something or whatever else. I don't watch programmable, well-constructed television show type things on YouTube, so I'm not gonna go atlas on that.
I watch a shitload of QI and Taskmaster and and other things like that.
Yeah. A lot of history stuff for me.
Yeah,
it's interesting to see the cycle of all of that, because we went from like normal TV to cable.
Yep.
And then cable was just everything.
Yep.
And then it became, well, but you can get these add-ons and pay for more. And people got so frustrated that Netflix came in and said, well, you get everything. And we were like, yes, this is amazing. And then streaming services are creeping back into that whole thing that we hated. And that
There is an in-between spot between cable and Netflix.
Yeah.
And the in-between spot was pirating shit.
Yep. That's always a winner.
But I think, and the thing that I think we learned that we're about to relearn mm-hmm. is that, yeah, you can charge a certain amount to have a streaming service uh-huh. without ads and the rest of that. Yeah. But there is a tipping point. Mm-hmm. And when you go too far with that, people are going to be like, nope, I'm mm-hmm. going to start torrenting mm-hmm. this shit again.
Yep.
Because now it is easier and takes up weirdly less time to find it and yeah. download it for yourself than mm-hmm. it does mm-hmm. to sit through all of the ads of the streaming service. Well,
and I find it fascinating that all of the streaming services out there don't look at cable in the 90s and go, there's a lesson to be learned here.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure that they do.
No, you guys, here's the thing. Those who don't pay attention to the History Channel are doomed to repeat it.
And those that do pay attention to the History Channel are going to learn about fucking aliens.
Yeah.
Fuck the History Channel.
And wrestling.
What the fuck?
And,
The History Channel angers me. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm gonna.
Oh,
not gonna go off on this tangent right now. But no. Fuck the
go
History.
Go for it.
No. It was the History Channel. It was the History Channel, and then it turned into the World War II Channel for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
And then it turned into fucking Sasquatch Channel. What the actual fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I do secretly enjoy watching those alien conspiracy bullshit things. Just to. What the fuck is going on in other people's brains?
I also feel like all of these different streaming services that you can get now for, you know, $15 a month or whatever, that you've got like 20 of them, and that they could all be getting money just a little bit less, and we could still be getting their content through, you know, one or two different streaming services instead of every fucking place having to have its own streaming service all for $15. And
video games are doing the same thing.
Yeah, they are.
Everything was on Steam.
Yep.
And now there's the Epic Store, and there's the EA Store, and there's the fucking
Ubisoft.
A lot
of that is collapsing now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Steam is sitting there going,
I got
my
market.
Doing my thing.
Maybe we're about to see the same thing happen with streaming.
Yeah.
Only if streaming had as much. Because here's the thing with Steam. Is that I have a vast fucking library on Steam already.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do not have a library on a streaming service.
Yeah.
That's the big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I had a library of things that I had paid for on a streaming service, I would be dedicated to that streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... All of these other people trying to crop up in the gaming world, they don't have that history. They don't have my library backlog.
Yeah, there was a full, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
With the exception of Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime?
Mm.
Yeah.
You can
Apple
buy...
TV.
You can buy things on, Amazon Prime. And I do have some stuff that I got a long time ago when that was all new and shiny.
So just asterisk on
so
that
there
one.
Is an asterisk
we know what
on
you're
it.
Saying.
But I also don't go back to that
I don't. I watch very little on Amazon Prime.
I actually stopped going to Amazon,
only on Amazon Prime.
Prime Video for that reason, is that I would go search for something and it would be like, yeah, we have it, but it's an extra $5 and a different streaming service that's through our app.
Right.
No.
Yeah. No, I go to Amazon Prime for things that aren't on any of the other services.
That's basically it. Like, if I can't get in anywhere else, I can get it there, and then I have to weigh the pros and cons. Mm.
But again,
like,
big asterisk.
Oh, global, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so no, I agree with that asterisk. But otherwise, like, streaming services as a whole do not have the same Steam advantage.
Yeah.
True.
Of having that backlog of library.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just, I can, if my computer crashes, I can go get that game again from my library and just install it on a new computer. I might, if it was cloud-based or not, that could affect my gameplay. But, like, you know, I still have it. I still own it. And that's what Steam's got going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something anybody else is really.
There are definitely caveats and asterisks there too.
Yeah, there have been games that have been pulled.
Sure.
But that's
even so.
Those are big
in
asterisks.
In general,
look, I can still play Monkey Island, so we're good.
Yeah, whatever else, it doesn't matter.
Not really.
I can't wait to get the newest Monkey Island.
Oh my god. Sea of Thieves. Did you know about this? I know.
I'm aware of Sea of Thieves, but it's a co-op game.
Oh, they have a Monkey Island based tale.
Yeah, I know. I watched Ox Venture or Xbox Extra did streaming playing that, and I watched the Monkey Island content on that, and I was like, that looks like a lot of fun, but I'm not going
to
play it.
It was delightful to watch. Sea of Thieves is a Our friend Sterling Indeed has been playing that. He's big into Sea of Thieves. He had never actually played Monkey Island. He didn't know anything about it. And I was like, friend, oh my God, get you some of this. He started walking through this. He's like, this is weird. I'm like, keep going. And then he got to a certain point and was like, oh, I get it now. I'm like, yeah, now you need to play Monkey Island.
Yeah.
Fuck. But it's delightful. Anyway, should we take a break?
We should probably take a break. Go yell at some clouds.
Yeah. Fucking clouds.
But fucking
get wrecked.
Goddamn. Strato cloud platforms.
Cumulo.
Fucking History Channel.
Nimba rods.
We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Can I just go?
Nope, we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Yeah.
And it's time for Fast Five!
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Might have been better than shitting in a ditch.
We are about to find out.
All right, well, question number one. Writing this or shitting in a ditch? No. Question number one.
All right.
Question number one. Question number one. Question number one. See, it's not so hard.
Jesus Christ.
Bitch, please. You know I did that.
Question number one.
Fuck off.
Left or right? We have fun.
Left.
I'm always right. What?
I can't claim that.
No. Goddamn, over 6 feet tall, left-handed fencer sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm. It's oddly specific.
It's weirdly not.
Weirdly not.
No, I know.
No. Yeah.
Huh. When I came in fifth, there were four people.
Fucking shit.
And that placed above me, and they were all over 6 feet tall, and two of them were left-handed. Mm-hmm. And I was angry about it.
Mm-hmm. Never would have noticed.
The only reason I know they're over 6 feet is somebody told me. At 5'2", everybody just looks tall.
Everybody looks nipple height.
Were you...
I can't even claim that. Like, they're just tall.
Were you more or less angry than I am about the History Channel?
I'm actually going to go with more chagrined than angry, but there was still some
chagrin
anger.
Chagrin height.
Mm. Ah, she was chagrined.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? You visibly winced.
I went through more than one stage of grief, just very suddenly.
Just all five of them at the same time.
No, I haven't reached acceptance yet.
No, okay. Nor should you.
The first four of them at the same time.
Fuck. All right.
I'm going to go with left.
All right. So I'm the only one that's right. That makes sense.
When I have to fart, I usually raise the right cheek, so I stay on my left.
I try to point in the direction people aren't.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Huh. I mean, if I'm in the car, I'm usually driving, and so I try not to lean one way or the other. I just try to open the window and then be apologetic.
I'm not good at left and right as directions.
Oh.
I'm just always right.
Yeah, neither am I, honestly. End of story.
No, I'm cardinal directions person.
If
you're directing me to a place, please give me north, south, east, and west.
Thank you. I knew I liked you for some reason.
That's the only reason.
This whole
relativist
bullshit I don't get. I legitimately, to this day, I am a 40-some-year-old man, and I still have to look at my hands and go, yep, that's the L.
No. Okay, so ring mastery, not being able to automatically know a right and a left.
Yeah. Oh.
It's very exciting. I don't tell people which
balloon.
Did
you know Laura has the same problem?
Well, and we've talked about it, but Laura seems to have adapted better than me.
Huh.
What I do is I just tap the side that has no balloon, and I say, this balloon is gone. Like, but I have to physically walk up to people because I don't know if it is left or right. Huh. I literally have those problems. I've worked around that.
My cousin is also similarly afflicted. So in high school, we would be driving down the road and he would be giving directions. And instead of saying, take a left or take a right, if I was the driver, he'd be, take a salsa.
Yep.
If he was the passenger, take an air.
Yeah. I actually did that with BJ.
Mm-hmm.
There was,
like, when we were going places.
They had a similar conversation on one of the episodes of Game Changer where somebody said, if I'm in a car with somebody else and I'm giving directions and they're driving, I say, take a me turn or take a U-turn. And one of the other people was furious. He was like,
U-turn?
There's already a fucking U-turn.
You can't that use U-turn? Exists.
That's the thing. And she says, we just don't do that one. And so...
But what if you need to do a U-turn?
Oh, God.
You don't.
Then you say pull a
you
Huey.
You just don't, I guess.
Oh, that would infuriate me.
Yeah, no.
It bugs me on a specific level, but, like, the U-turn specifically, I would just be like,
that is already taken.
Nope. If I was the driver in that car, I would just pull over and be like, no.
This is a new thing
we
for me, like, finding out
go
that
places.
People have aphantasia. Like, that's a...
Mm-hmm.
This is a new
it is
concept
one of
for
those,
me that I've only heard about
well,
in, like, the last 2 years.
It's one of those things where most people are only really good at subjective directions or objective directions.
Mm-hmm.
The left-right being subjective to perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The objective being more of the cardinal direction thing.
Mm.
That's actually a fairly consistent thing across people.
Hmm.
Weirdly,
I have a lot of difficulty with relating my exact, like, my current perception of where I'm at with the cardinal directions on a map unless I have a point of reference, like, either a compass in the car or if the sun is visible and I know approximately what time of day
but
it is.
That is
north.
Yeah, some people are spatially aware and some people aren't. And that is just one of those things that people like Jenna and me...
Yeah, I can almost always tell you where north is.
Yeah. And I will do that. I will be giving directions to, like, my wife, and I'll be like, when you get to this intersection, turn north. And she'll be like, way is that? And I was like, the fucking north one? I don't know what you want to... I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah. And I have learned to get a bit more relative in certain ways. But, like, yeah, I for a while I would be... I would say something like, okay, at this intersection, you're going to go north, which is right. Like, things like that. Where I would be like, okay, what is that for this person? And
exactly.
So I'm more fluid with it now, but it's still, like, as far as me doing things, like, if I'm thinking of it in my head, it is literally just a north, south, east, west.
Yeah. It's like she said, some people are objective and some people are subjective. And it's exactly like the some people sit to wipe their butt and some people stand. And that's just both exist. But because you only know the way you do it, you only realize that you only think everybody does it that way. Mm-hmm. And until you find out that other people do it the other way, you go, really?
Yeah. When people stand to wipe their asses, how do they deal with automatic toilets? How does that...
They're not standing straight up. They're just lifting their butt off the seat.
It's more of a hunch.
It's more of a just a... But some people just rock to the side or something, but they're still sitting. And some people completely remove themselves from contact from the seat. And
but they're
wiped
still
that
hovering
way.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't know until somebody says it. And then you go, I had no idea.
It's actually, in my mind, it's actually very similar to the some people have inner monologues and some people don't.
Yep.
Which was also something that I found out about within the last year and a half.
Yep. And some people see pictures and some people see...
Yeah. Aphantasia versus hyperphantasia. But
because I actually don't know that I see anything with those things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't think I see pictures or hear things or I'm not sure how I'm processing things. I have not.
Because that it is your normal. And so you just assume that everybody does the same thing. And it's the same thing with directions. Yeah. Jenna and I instinctively know where the cardinal directions are. And it took me forever to realize that people didn't do that.
Not only that, but holding a compass doesn't work for me because when a compass is close to my body or close to my hands, it will be off. It will be fucked up by 2 degrees in an arbitrary direction. And so orienteering for me only works over very short distances because otherwise I will be off by a long, long measure. Yep. Yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with my fucked up sense of direction.
So are you saying we're polar opposites?
Oh. My mother was a teacher and she took my dad to this teaching convention thing and they sat in this lecture and they discovered some shit about my dad that we just kind of...
I suppose it's like finding out that you're colorblind.
It kind of. So my dad, the entire time we were growing up, we would go to a band competition or something like that. Yeah. And dad would be like, oh yeah, how many people were there? And we were just like, I don't know, a bunch of people. And he was like, well, weren't you there?
Oh.
Couldn't you tell how many people were there?
Knew.
Where my dad could drive by a field, and then you could say, how many cows were in that field? And it'd be like, 27.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they're in this lecture hall, and the guy says, without turning, he looks at everybody, he goes, without turning around, how many people are in this hall? Mm. And my mom said, dad sitting beside her, staring straight forward, went 250, 260, somewhere in there. And there was 253 or something like that. Like, he just... That's the way his brain worked.
Hmm.
My dad could do complicated math. I learned a trick a few years ago where the whole right brain, left brain thing...
Yeah.
If you... Mm. And if people know you're doing this, it doesn't work. But if you have them look in their eyes and give them a complicated math problem, people will often look up while they're thinking. Mm. You can see if they're looking up to the left or up to the right.
Mm.
we did this to my dad. Mm-hmm. We were just like, we're going to find out if dad's right brain or left brain. Yeah. We looked him in the eyes and we were like, we gave him a really fucking complicated math problem and mm-hmm. he never broke eye contact. He just stared us straight in the eye and went, 3,287.
He asserted dominance.
But he knew the answer.
But the just use your coat. Look bigger.
He didn't have to think about it. He just did the math. But it wasn't until that moment that we realized why dad was getting so frustrated with us growing up, because that's how his brain worked and that's not how our brains worked. And dad went,
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. My kids aren't an idiots. They just think differently.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, that's a very, very big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, my mom has no neurodiversity. Like, she's neurotypical textbook. And
adorable.
She is adorable. But she just never understood why my sister and I couldn't do the homework.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It just didn't, that doesn't make sense to her.
Doesn't I compute?
Yeah. Yeah. But with the cardinal directions, there was something that I had read about that a long time ago, where they gave people belts that had little vibration packs all over them. And it would keep track of which direction was magnetic north, and it would buzz the pack or two packs that were closest that thing.
Oh, I want one of those all the time just for funsies.
And people who were terrible at directions and got lost all the time were suddenly amazing at finding their way through buildings that were unfamiliar.
I didn't see that.
Because they're not getting twisted around. Yeah,
yeah, and because their point of view is no longer, I guess, subjective and situational. It was objective and, you know, from above. And then when the experiment was over, they took the packs away from them. I think it's peregrination, yeah, something like that, is the ability to tell north, south, east, and west without. But not only did they go back to the level that they were at before, but they actually got vertigo for a long period of time because they were suddenly unmoored from a global position.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
But that
I mean, I feel bad for them. Right, but still absolutely scientifically fun.
Yeah.
No, but like, I, in, you know, 20 some years ago, I was in Prague for a day.
Yeah.
And then like a decade later, I had some friends that were there and I was just like navigating through the streets mentally, like, oh yeah, you went this way and then over here and then this thing was over here. It's just like that all spatial awareness was just,
you want to know the fucked up thing? That's video games for me.
Oh yeah.
I have an immediate and complete map of places I've been in video games.
Just not the real world.
Just not.
Oh, see, not, and I get fucked up in video game maps.
Huh.
But you put me anywhere in the Twin Cities area.
Yeah.
I will figure it out right quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I mean, to be fair, I've lived in so many different places in the Twin Cities area.
And that's, yeah.
I might be two blocks from my old house. So, like, it's an unfair advantage. But I suppose even, like, over by, like, Glory, Minnesota. I always knew how to navigate myself back, and I'd never been there aside from, you know, the glory days.
Glory days.
Well, this has been interesting. But we still have question number two. Up or down?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I lean to wipe, so down. I mean,
I'm a stander.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I knew that about you when you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly. I kind of guessed that, too.
Immediately sussed you out.
I'm a sitter and a lifter.
Sitter and a lifter?
I don't lean.
Okay.
I don't lean forward. I lean to the side.
I lean to the side. I lean to the left. Yeah.
Oh, I lean to the north.
Wherever she is, sometimes she just clangs against the tank, and
I like
she's foiled in her efforts to wipe. And someone will be like, "What happened in there?" And she'll be like, "Oh, the tank was north."
I'd rather sleep in and lay down than get up.
I mean, I'd rather do that, but my body doesn't do that anymore, and I am really mad about this.
My wife is the same way. So she's like, I wish I could sleep in, but once I'm awake.
I want to be awake. I want to be up and out of bed, and I get the worst combination of the two, which is laying in bed wishing that I were up and doing the thing, or asleep, but I'm not asleep. I just have to lay there and think about how much time I'm wasting sitting in bed. It's executive dysfunction, something like that?
See, the difference is I have absolutely zero guilt about laying in bed.
Shocks me deeply.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, so I'll try to sleep in.
Yeah.
And I might be able to steal another 15, 20 minutes if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I will wake up at 8 a.m. on a Saturday where I don't have anywhere to be specifically at a given time. And I'm like... And I'll try to roll over, and I'll try to do it.
Yep.
Nope.
That sucks. And
I
think
I didn't used to until I started hitting perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of those things that have been associated with perimenopause too. So I'm like, that's just yet another thing I get to be angry at my uterus for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be able to sleep in. But yeah, I can't remember the last time I slept past like 9 tops.
It's miserable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. I hate it. But I'm also not immediately functional. Like, I still need my...
Your coffee.
Yeah, I need my coffee. I need my brain prep time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm awake. Mm-hmm. I'm not going back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I'm ready to just bounce out of bed and do things either. Yeah.
There was a period of time there where I was getting out of bed at, 5:30 in the morning, doing a little bit of dishes, cooking a full breakfast, making coffee, bringing it to my spouse, and then getting started with my day promptly at 7:30. I don't remember how.
Yeah,
I don't remember how to do that.
If I need to be out the door at 7:40, I wake up at 7:30.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Nope,
that would never work for me.
I am going to squeeze every last drop of sleep out, and then I will hop up, throw on my pants and shirt, and walk out the door.
That would never work for me for a number of reasons.
This is the reason why I was somewhat frustrated when James was a half-roommate. and it took us a little bit to figure out the morning schedule because we're a little overlappy on stuff.
Yeah.
And if I didn't get to the shower by a very specific time before James got to the bathroom to take a shit, I was not
ready. Yeah.
And that was a conversation of figuring out timing on that.
Jenna was like, look, it takes me 10 minutes to push out a loaf and wash my body and go start coffee, and it takes you 30 minutes.
What is wrong with your gut, by the way?
Seriously,
I don't know. I worry about you some days.
But the other thing, it's as slow as the rest of me too.
I know. That's the thing that worries me.
Like 6:15 on the fucking dot. I'm like, how are you? Like, if I woke up and the clock said 6:12, I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If I woke up and the clock said 6:16, it was too late.
Yeah. I don't get it. If it takes me longer than 5 minutes to shit, then something's wrong.
Anyway. Yeah, it usually takes me about 2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
Really?
Depending on the movement.
I really don't understand what's taking you so long.
There have been some movements where I'm like 30 seconds later, I'm like, whoo, buddy, we're done.
Let me tell you that if it is ever 2 minutes to completely shit for me, then it is going to be another 10 to 15 minutes of wiping. Because something catastrophically wrong has happened.
You apparently need more liquid in your diet. Also, by the way,
I have so much liquid in my diet.
By the way, perimenopausal is the worst Perry Mason spinoff ever.
who can we get
question
on the
number
case?
3? Oh God! After the last conversation, in or out?
shit or get off the pot.
And out.
Get off the pot. Go. What are you doing in there?
In out.
Get out of there.
The problem is, I'm pooping the entire time.
That's the thing. That's the thing that
like I am legitimately pooping.
How? And he never clogged the toilet.
They must be 7 feet long. What the fuck?
Seriously.
Well, at one point, when I was sending crap chats to people, one of the recipients of my crap chats talked to his doctor and was like, my friend is seriously pooping for, like, minutes. And the doctor was like, don't know what's going on with him, but don't try it.
No.
You'll turn inside out. Don't do it. Don't try to keep up with your friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It takes me several minutes, and I have to poop like 3 or 4 times a day. How often do you poop?
Once a day.
Usually
like
once a day.
Like a fucking human.
Yeah. I mean, today I did twice, but I had Taco Bell yesterday. Like...
I...
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to poop like three or four times.
I don't know. How? What?
I don't know.
He's got to do it 4 times a day, and it takes him half an hour to do it.
Yeah.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's 2 hours. That...
Of just shitting.
That is longer than my daily commute.
You could watch an entire movie in that period of time. What it,
well, James is going to start watching shitty movies now.
Question number 4.
I don't even think we answered. I don't care
anymore. I'm
going to
say out.
I said out, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't pick, and
what,
I don't...
What are you... you going to choose?
No. In, I guess.
Okay. Question number 4, round or flat?
Something can be round and flat.
The Earth is flat, so...
Fuck. Even if the Earth is a flat disc, it's still round.
True.
Fuck off.
No, it's a flat square.
I don't know of anyone that's ever made that argument.
Well, now it's a thing.
Okay.
Oh, God. Please don't let that be a thing.
Do you mean like a goddamn Cheez-It?
Sure.
Square and flat? Maybe a saltine? I reached too far for you there.
I was about to say, a Cheez-It is oddly specific. But I had to think of what a Cheez-It is. I would have gone with saltine. Sure.
Okay, you would have recognized saltine.
I don't like crackers.
Oh.
I don't eat crackers very much.
Maybe this is why it takes you 2 seconds to poop.
I've got things to do, places to be.
Like, I want to be clear, James, you are the minority here.
Yeah, you're the freak.
Like, if we're talking under 5 minutes versus over 5 minutes, mm-hmm. I feel like the majority is going to be under 5 minutes. And, like, I'm going to say every shit is different.
Yeah.
But for the vast majority of the time, I'm under 5 minutes.
And once a day.
And once a day.
I usually have to poop like 2 or 3 times while I'm at work.
You need to talk to a doctor, man.
At least ask some questions and be like, is this okay? Like, that's... Huh. That's a lot of shit. I am baffled by this.
Look, I'm baffled by it too, but I really...
To be fair, I have had partners that have shat more than twice a day. Mm-hmm. Not usually longer than 5 minutes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will get fully done pooping and then have to poop again immediately.
Wow. I don't even know. Like, I mean, obviously, but you're fine. Because this is just... Well, like...
I mean, I'm okay.
Health-wise, he's doing all right. As far as, like, it hasn't killed him.
He's one of those ecosystems that is just, like, teetering on the brink that one tiny thing can go wrong and everything just fucking falls apart.
I mean, I feel like that's entirely accurate. Yeah. I feel like that's accurate for all three of us for very different reasons.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Round or flat?
Oh, that's right. Cheese it.
Round.
Yeah, I prefer round things overall. But yeah, like, you can be round and flat and fucking frisbees, plates. Hmm.
I like washers more than I like shims.
I like, oh God,
I like turtles.
I like big, round boobs, but I also like a nice flat ab. So, or look, butt. I like a nice round butt, too.
Yeah.
I will take boobs in pretty much any form, really.
I mean, also that.
I'm a bit of a stomach guy.
Oh, over a particular.
I do like a belly.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Venus of Willendorf.
I'm neither for nor against stomachs. They're just kind of there.
I love
to snuggle middles.
It's my favorite thing. No, a good belly is worth its weight in gold.
Neither pro or con. Flat but nice round. Butt.
Yeah.
Although, like, even there, I'm good with a bunch of different
One of my partners, types of butts. I have repeatedly told her that she has, a Pixar mom figure.
That's fair.
Because she does.
Just zero waist and huge hips.
Just it's a butt huge for hips. Days and thighs. Yeah. God damn.
Flat, steak, maybe? Like a round steak or a flat steak? Desserts? Like a pancake or a muffin?
Oh, then I'll choose pancake over muffin. I would definitely choose blueberry pancakes over a blueberry muffin.
Which one is gluten-free?
Ooh, both of them.
Why, either.
Oh.
I do like blueberry pancakes. Now you've sold me on that. I like blueberry muffins, too, but blueberry pancakes,
Yeah. I just don't love muffins unless they're mini muffins.
Mini muffins
are one mouthful.
That's also just because adorable. It's mini. You don't actually care about the rest of the phrase. You just heard mini
Here's the thing. I'm actually with James on this. Yeah. There's something about the mini muffin that you can just pop in your mouth in one thing as opposed to, now I'm holding this thing for a few minutes. It's not the end of the world, but their mini muffins are so much more convenient.
Yeah, by the time I'm done with, a full-size muffin or, one of those giant muffins, that's supposed to be more of a treat because it's gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Oh, it absolutely is.
For me,
I dislike mini muffins for exactly that same purpose.
But you eat it and it's gone.
Whereas
a big tray of mini muffins.
I got shit to do, bitch.
I also have shit to do.
It's gonna take you the same amount of time to eat seven mini muffins as a one big muffin.
I'll eat a fucking tray of mini muffins. For me, this is exactly like the deviled eggs thing.
Oh yeah,
where I don't want to eat.
No, give me a huge
six
muffin.
Or a dozen hard-boiled eggs.
I'll eat
12 to 24 deviled eggs.
Yep, I'll eat both.
Jenna, you were saying?
I don't remember now. Whatever. I had picked round. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I like a nice pancake, blueberry pancakes. Good. Question number five: straight or curved?
Curves.
Get straight to the point. Don't wander around the topic. Just fucking say what you wanted to fucking say.
Here's the worst part, is that I think I am. Yeah.
Yep. Nope.
Yep.
And, yeah.
I think that I am getting directly to the point with all of the information that you require.
Oh, my God.
I love you, James. I genuinely love you.
No, you're fucking great.
Yeah, I love you both. And I understand.
I wonder why, but I do.
Yeah.
No, and I think I would be more frustrated if I thought you were fucking with me. I know you're not.
Yeah, I lack the intelligence.
No, it's not even that. I know that you are earnestly doing what you think needs to be done.
God help me, I'm trying.
And I would be so mad if I thought that you were doing that on purpose. If I ever find out you're doing it on purpose,
and
I
the
swear
thing is,
to God, James, I will drink.
I feel like that would be justified.
Yeah.
I know that you think you are giving me all the information that I need.
Yeah.
But what you don't realize is half of that information you think I need, I don't actually need.
And the information I do need somehow got lost in there somewhere. Yeah.
No, I understand. I understand that I am accomplishing neither goal. I am neither giving you a short, concise story, nor am I giving you the details that you want. It's fucked up, but I'm trying. Yeah.
Well, I think you and I had this conversation at one point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
About how I will ask a question, but you hear something different.
Yes, I do.
Or you interpret something.
I definitely do.
And I can have more patience for that. That doesn't make it any less frustrating. Mm. And I can't even call it patience. I can have more tolerance for that.
Understanding.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, like if you're answering what you heard me say rather than what I said, then I wish there was a way to be like, this is very specifically what I need. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do get that from you. Like, I'm like, yes or no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if I establish those very specific
things, then rather than giving you a 10-minute answer, I give you a 5-second answer after 10 minutes of consideration.
We just need to start every interaction with James with, in as few words as possible, tell me.
No, that actually won't work.
No, it's true.
I need, like, because setting them up with binary decisions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it this thing or this thing? Mm-hmm. And at least then when he goes off on a third thing, I'd be like, that wasn't one of the two things I said.
That right? is not an option.
Yep.
These are the two options. Yep. Please pick one. That has helped in very specific situations. Sure. I don't want to do that all the time. Like, that feels weird and kind of like...
But sometimes you need it, yeah.
So the thing that you were talking about before, that some people see pictures and some people don't. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I see everything in pictures all the time, and I hear everything in pictures.
Mm.
Everything that I hear, everything that I read, everything that I write, any information that is going in or out has to be processed as a picture in a movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
I know you've talked about that with me. Yeah. I don't know if you've talked about it on the podcast.
I believe you've talked about it on the podcast.
It means that for very super specific things, that I have an above average capability, but for other super specific things, especially audio processing,
sure,
I have a way below average ability to handle that.
Translating it between two mediums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In order to process it, I have to draw a picture of it.
So all of the information that is needed is going to the inbox, but when it gets translated, some of it is not there.
Or more has been... It's the type of thing, and this is where it used to piss me off more before I understood better, because I thought James was making assumptions. And to a certain extent, I think your visual processing of audio things does make assumptions. It makes assumptions on the story and where it needs to go and all the rest of that in a visual way. But it's not you, a white dude, making assumptions on the information I need.
Yeah.
It is your brain making all sorts of assumptions on your behalf without you asking it to, which is a very different thing.
Yeah. But it's, functionally, you're giving me the book and I'm making the movie version of the book. So it means that a lot of shit gets left out.
We all know that movie versions of books are completely different.
Yeah. Yep.
So some stuff gets added, some stuff gets left out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That is genuinely interesting.
I know.
All right, let's go find out what this has all been about.
I'm going to be wildly amused if any of these were accurate.
Oh, probably none of this was, and I'm good.
Question
with it.
Number one, left or right? When exploring in a computer game,
ooh,
do you usually choose the right or left branch first?
Left.
Right.
I always choose the branch that I think is the off branch.
I always choose whatever is on the mouse side, which I know to be the right side, because of how I use a mouse.
Sure.
But that's how I can maintain which way I'm going.
Gotcha.
If I think the game wants me to go that way, I will look the other direction first. Because that's where you find the secret shit.
Sure. Mm. Sure.
The secrets are always behind you. And so, you know, the games do the thing where they like, if there's a light in the
distance,
that's the direction they want you to go. I will turn
around. From a first-person perspective, I always go right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From a top-down map perspective,
mm-hmm.
I go clockwise.
Interesting. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I would still choose the opposite thing. Fuck. Well, all right.
Uh-huh.
I tend to try to go top down.
Hmm.
Like I'll go back and forth across.
No. I go clockwise, which I suppose would be if I was starting at 12 o'clock, that would be left.
West would be left. If you're headed north and you turn west,
clockwise would be east.
Yep, clockwise. So you're at north. So you're, facing south.
North. At facing north. South. Then yes. Then
clockwise. Yeah. Do not explain cardinal directions to me.
Question number two. Up or down? Are you more likely to fall going up or down the stairs?
I have fallen down an entire flight of stairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, brain injury. How are you?
I feel like you're naturally more careful going down.
Yeah, that's not me.
I have like maybe I'm half just more careful. Fallen, stumbled over, like almost stepped on somebody's house cat, and then fallen down the rest of the stairs. But on my feet?
Oh, if where that, do you do that thing?
Yeah, yeah, and then you get to, like, the door, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm alive. No, but I've tripped going up the stairs fucking innumerable times. Yeah. Up.
I agree.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I generally have problems going downstairs more.
Huh.
I feel like when I'm going downstairs, there's a big void in front of me, and so I'm carefully stepping?
Honestly, I think I always miss that last step.
Unless
I've done the stairs an awful lot and I know exactly how many stairs there are, I feel like I always miss that last step.
Fuck.
I
don't know if it's because I'm short.
You know what it is. You know what it is. When you're going downstairs, you're just letting gravity take you. But when you're going upstairs, if you don't lift your foot high enough, you're going to catch it.
Yeah, I always catch just the bottom, fucking millimeter of my toe.
Whereas
of my
going
shoe.
Down, you just fall also, until you hit something.
And maybe this is a factor. I have smaller feet than either
could
of
be.
You.
Could be.
Ah.
So, like, for me, going up the stairs, I don't have to try to fit an entire foot on a stair that wasn't made for an entire foot.
I have to...
Because mine was.
Headed up the stairs, only the front part of my foot is on the stairs, and my heel's just hanging out in the middle of the fucking space.
Same.
But headed down the stairs, I turn sideways, so I'm hitting each stair with my full foot diagonally.
And I get this because the stairs going up to my house, those narrow motherfuckers, not even my feet will fit on.
Mm. Fuck.
And I do have to go diagonal, especially when I'm wearing heels.
Yeah.
Because there is no way to do those except for sideways in heels.
I think it's also that in old farmhouses and like the Minneapolis, the 1800s houses and early 1900s houses, the stairs are so narrow and vertical that going up, I'm leaning slightly forward to go up, but when I'm headed down, if I try to lean forward, I'm going to be hitting my head on the fucking thing.
Yeah.
So turning sideways is my only option. All right. Okay.
All of these are valid, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number three, in or out? When enjoying your favorite morning beverage on a temperate morn, do you prefer it inside or outside?
Oh, I love a hot coffee outside.
Define temperate.
Temperate. Indoors, obviously.
A temperature that I enjoy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I enjoy taking coffee outside.
I hate eating or drinking outside.
Um,
wild.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep.
It's one of my simple pleasure things for, specifically if I'm camping or away from home. Yeah. If I'm at home, I'm more likely to take it inside just because I'm lazy. I've seen my yard. It's not exciting. But like... even when we were up in Duluth, I went out on the front deck and took my coffee out there while having a cigarette, looking at the lake kind of stuff. Like, it was a lovely day, and I went for it.
Yeah, no, if we're at a restaurant or something like that, and they're like, do you want to eat inside or on the patio? I'm like, inside.
I actually prefer inside for restaurants.
Yeah, I don't like...
Even though I'm a smoker, and some patios are smoking.
Yeah. To prefer inside because they have air conditioning, and I am apparently a fucking ginger vampire. So, there's that.
I prefer inside because of bugs.
Cold morning, that's a very good reason. On a cold morning, like crisp fall day, something like that, outside. It says temperate, though. That's temperate for me.
Okay.
Yeah. On a just a regular fucking 70-degree morning or something like that, fuck that, I'm staying in.
No. Okay. Yeah. Question number 4, round or flat, how do you prefer your representation of the Earth? Globe or map?
Wow.
They're not saying, do you think the Earth is flat? They're saying, do you prefer a flat map or a globe?
No, it was just weirdly close.
Yeah. Definitely a globe.
Yeah.
Maps are, by
wildly inaccurate,
their whole nature, warped.
Yeah, and so, they have to be.
I really like both. But I do enjoy globes.
There's something about a globe that just feels erudite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, is it, they spinning?
Whee! Whee! Yeah. All the people fly off into space.
I believe. Fuck! Whee! Has been declared.
Yep. Question number 5, straight or curved, do you prefer pretzel sticks or twists?
Ooh, shit.
I prefer a giant soft pretzel with cheese.
Yeah.
And that's got to be twisted.
That is my number one favorite, but I will say that butter spindles are my favorite hard pretzel.
The desiccated sticks of whatever that is, I don't know. Give me a big soft pretzel.
I mean, yeah.
It's got to be more bagel than pretzel.
Oh, my God.
I am offended, like
marshmallowy, soft
with
bread.
A big with thing of beer cheese.
Fucking dotted with giant salt.
I'm offended by this question because I can't have either.
Huh.
Pretzels. You can't do pretzels?
Gluten.
Buddy.
Oh, right.
It's a bread. Okay.
Oh, I have a story for later. Anyway. But I think I miss having one of those soft ballpark pretzels. With the, because you can get the nacho cheese.
Yes.
For the chips, but you could also get that Day Glow fucking.
Yep. The plastic cheese.
Yeah.
Yep. Radioactive plastic.
Yep.
That.
No, I miss that. It's real good.
That.
My mouth is watering right now thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts.
Okay.
Spot on. I bet you spent longer talking about these than I did writing them.
Fuck.
Oh, yep. Hell yeah.
We if you would like to spend just 2 minutes writing a Fast Five and then have us dissect it for 40 minutes, then go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have a shout-out today?
I do. Shout out to the Prairie Flower Girl Scout Camp for just being super cool and very welcoming and for being a great audience.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I don't have anything specific to shout out in my brain at the moment.
I'm going to shout out to air conditioning. Oh, I was out all weekend in the blazing fucking hot heat, and man, did it feel good to get home and just be in a nice, cool house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do. At the end of this month, it will be Vilification Tennis on a Sunday again. This one's about ancient Rome. Ooh. So, you've already been thinking about it, statistically speaking.
This is one of those things where his brain did other leaps that we didn't catch up to or were not brought along for the ride. Oh, yeah. So... I don't have anything.
Get your tickets at Strike Theater. There will be a link in the show notes.
If I remember.
So you say.
Yep. If he remembers to send them to me. I don't have anything at the moment either, I guess. In 2 weeks, Casimir will be at Alma, Wisconsin for Fire in the Shire. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye, love you, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for everybody for listening to this. Thank you to Troy for sending in the Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I
just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh shit.
We've got it on tape.